Good morning and welcome back to the Hopwood Hall College podcast series. I'm your host, Lily Rose, and I'm joined by your co-host, Connor Peters.
In today's podcast, we are going to be covering the topic of how students and staff balance their life outside college with their college work commitments.
We carried out a survey and 6 out of 9 people said that they believe teachers stress more than students.
According to an article, 60% of teachers admitted to being stressed.
We're going to hear from Kelsey Ford, a lecturer in creative media, and Thomas Shattuck, a creative media student, about their tips for a healthy work-life balance. As a teacher, how do you cope with stress outside of college?
I think being a teacher, it takes time to find that work-life balance. I think the first few years of me working in education, it was very stressful because you're new to the environment, working with young people. Along with classroom management, you've got to plan and get all your resources done. And I found that I was doing a lot of work at home, even at the weekends, to the point where I would almost ignore my own children who were wanting to play. Because I wasn't really balancing that time very well. Something clicked with me this year, though, where I've realised that there's only so many hours in a day and I can only do what I can do. And actually at home, my priority is my family, my children, and at work the students are my priority. So it's just about how I balance and plan what I'm doing. So I used to get into a habit of thinking, right, I've got 15 students in a class, so I'm going to mark 8 pieces of work today and that leaves this many, but it would never work. I'd get through about 3 or 4 and then I'd be flagging. So it's just about the planning and how you manage that, and actually you can't rush things to get it done. It is hard to balance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young people that are relying on you as a teacher to, you know, teach them, assess them, and they want their grades back as quick as possible. There's nothing more impatient than a student in my eyes when it comes to stuff like that. And rightly so, because they're proud of the work that they're doing.
So considering that, what advice would you give to people, or teachers mainly, that are struggling with managing that and that haven't found that sort of like balance yet?
Don't be hard on yourself. And if you are new in teaching, that first couple of years is going to be 2 of the toughest years that you will ever experience.
How much work would you say you do outside of college hours?
I think I used to, when I started college, I did used to work quite a lot. I used to work all weekends and then the days that I had off. And then I wouldn't really have any time to go to the gym, watch movies, just, you know, just be a teenager.
So Tom, I've got a question for you as a teacher to a student. How much college work do you, how much time do you dedicate to your college work outside of the classroom?
I think if I don't get the stuff done and if I need more stuff, I'll do it as soon as I get home.
So, would you say that after these couple of months you have a good work-life balance?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because it just gives me time to think about everything. Just not always in a rush, just take in life, just relax. Stop worrying about everything too much.
Thank you to Tom and Kelsey for coming on our podcast, and thank you to you for listening.
It seems we've run out of time for this one, but if you enjoyed listening, you can find more podcasts just like this one on the Roche Valley Radio website. We've been your hosts, Lily and Connor, and thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.